was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor. While the hand they hold behind their back confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand that pulls a string. It makes his little puppets dance to every song he sings as the night falls in. On a rising tide, look beyond the shadows, behold a pale horse ride. They claim to seek a new world order, nations without borders, but don't believe the lie. Even in this wealthy nation, it could come down to starvation in the twinkling of an eye. They tell us there will soon be peace, our lives will be an endless feast, but they lead us toward the dark. In the distance, sabers rattle, and the armies train for battle, as the beast prepares his mark. There's an unseen hand that pulls a string, and makes his little puppets dance to any song he sings as the night rolls in. On the rising tide, look beyond the shadows, behold the pale horse ride. It's time for every righteous man to step up tall. Take a stand, there is so little time. For if we fear and hesitate, soon it will be too late. We're the last hope of mankind. Time hurries on, the shadows fall. The hand is writing on the wall. But even now, there's still a chance. For if the ones called by God's name repent of sin and seek his face, he will hear and heal the land. There's an unseen hand reaching from above, and a gentle voice that beckons to the shelter of his love. Come on home, my wayward child, 'cause out on the horizon there's a pale horse running wild. A fairy cub, my wayward child, can't you hear the thunder and hoofbeats? I'm a pale horse running
to Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast on RBN Network. I'm Lori Anderson, your host this evening, and I will be joined by one of our new co-hosts, John Mesmer. How are you doing tonight, John?
Doing great, Lori. How are you? Good to hear your voice again.
Oh, thank you. It is so good to be back. It is so good to be back. Have you heard about the, I'm sure you have, and have you heard about the horrible storm that Hurricane Matthew, who is hitting the Florida and South Carolina and North Carolina areas?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Matter of fact, I lived just north of Tampa, Florida for 9 years, and I was there the 1 year that we had like four hurricanes go through one season. It was unbelievable. It seemed like every 2 or 3 weeks we were getting ready for another hurricane.
So right. This one is, this one's a bad one. So to all of our listeners who are not in those areas, please continue in prayer for the individuals who are out there. Tom is also out there in that area. He may or may not be joining us tonight. He will be trying. However, he is in the middle of dealing with Hurricane Matthew right now. Hurricane Matthew's been blamed already for killing at least 108 people in Haiti. It began battering Florida Thursday as residents up and down the coast braced for what could be what was considered the first strike by a major storm in a decade. So this is a very serious storm. And the National Hurricane Center said that the latest advisory that sustained wind speeds remained at 140 miles an hour and warned that winds could continue to intensify through the day. The 8 p.m. Hurricane Matthew update states that it's northwest at 13 miles an hour, 130 miles per hour maximum winds, and wind gusts up to 165 miles wow. an hour. Yeah, it's That's really crazy. Dangerous. Yeah, it's really sad. Haiti has already got immediate need for approximately 350,000 people. I know that our title for tonight is Corruption, Voter Fraud, and the Police State, which all of this will actually, believe it or not, tie in together. Because you remember many years ago when Haiti had that horrible hurricane go on, and who was in the midst of helping to gather donation funds for money from the American people and people around the globe in order to help the Haitians was Hillary Clinton, the Clinton Foundation. And yep. It has now been exposed, and the Haitians are exposing this, that billions of dollars Hillary Clinton kept. She gave less than 2% of anything donated for the Haitian people to the Haitian people.
Yeah, they kept that, like 93% of that.
Yeah, and so this is now being really, really hardcore exposed by the people over in Haiti, and some of these are leaders, and they're calling for Donald Trump to and asking that Donald Trump request an audit of the Clinton Foundation because of that. Wouldn't that be an interesting sight?
Yeah, one of the political leaders, I can't remember his name, he actually came over to New York for the first debate. And he was being interviewed by mainstream media as well as alternative media. But, boy, he just conveyed on behalf of probably millions of Haitians just the utter contempt they have for the Clintons at this point. I mean, the Clintons just threw those poor folks under the bus in such a big way. It's just unfathomable, the corruption and the greed that took over there.
Yeah, it's disgusting. And to use something, you know, everyone who knows anything about Hillary Clinton knows that she doesn't give a rip about anything about humanity. All she cares about is her little greed, her resource grabs. She doesn't care who lives or dies. It's all in what can go in her pocket. Everybody knows this that has paid attention. But the sickening part is when you have such devastation that even the most evil of people usually have some sort of compassion. And I really, with the research and with the different things I've found about her, I really wonder if she's even capable of any compassion.
I always forget which one it is psychopath or a sociopath. The version that the person is unable to feel compassion or empathy. Mm-hmm. And I think mm-hmm. that's what she is. I just think she does not have it in her to feel empathy for other people. And they try to say she's for children. Think of the millions of Haitian children, or the millions of Haitian women, on for that matter, that she left high and dry.
Well, you know, not just Haiti. I mean, when you're talking about her with children, oh my gosh. I mean, the blood that is on her hands is global. It's global, whether it be Haiti, whether it be Libya, whether it be Afghanistan, whether it be Saudi Arabia, whether it be Benghazi, whether it be, the list goes on and on, South Sudan and North Sudan. You know, a lot of people haven't even thought about that because it's, you know, hardly ever talked about in the media. But North and South Sudan, really, their crisis is about the resources, and it stems from... When you go to researching, oh, guess who's involved in that? Yep, you've got it right. The Clintons and the Clinton Foundation.
Several African, several African countries in terms of taking over their mining rights and things like that, and mm-hmm. just total corruption. Getting in bed with mm-hmm. the mafioso leaders of those countries, and just completely. You know, screwing over the people, you know, and it's just sick. It's unbelievable.
Well, and this is one of the things that bothers me, because some people are so fooled in thinking Agenda 21 is about the planet. And, you know, when you read the blueprint and you really look at it, it's really not about the planet. It's about control. It's about making it to where the people like Hillary Clinton can get their resource grab, not only to control the people, but so they can retain their wealth and they don't have to actually do a real job. You know?
Yeah.
Explain to me, I'm sure it must be common core math. It has to be common core math, because when you have people who sit in the Senate and those individuals make, I think, I'm going to go off the top of my head because it's been a while since I've looked it up. I think it's about $189,000 a year. That's a guesstimate, everybody, not an exact figure, but somewhere around in there. Okay. Or $149,000, anywhere between there. Explain to me how they go in there broke, and that's what they make a year, and yet within 5 or 6 years, they're millionaires. It doesn't work that way unless it's common core math. You know.
And total fascism.
Right. And I mean, it's unbelievable to me. But I do want to say, so there is a warning for everybody, just so that you know about this storm. We are going to get deeper into the corruption and the different things. But please be aware, this is a very serious storm. And FPL warned that up to about 2.5 million customers could lose their power, with thousands already without service in the Miami-Dade and Broward areas. Residents of high-rises should also remember that winds do become stronger the higher up that you are. So you need to remember that. I know that they've also... stated evacuation plans and called for evacuations of certain areas. Please make sure that you check in your area if there is an evacuation that has been ordered. We all on here will make sure to continue to keep you in our prayers. And we have the hope and the prayer that everything works out right and there's no more lives lost from this storm. And
I wasn't aware that there was 108 people already, you know, known to be killed in Haiti. That's just terrible. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Haiti is...
And you can bet that...
Go ahead.
I was just going to say that you can bet that there's going to be some, you know, assistance needed for, well, obviously for Haiti at this point, but Floridians as well. So everybody mm-hmm. just want, you know, be very careful of you know, where you donate your money and who you're giving it to. Make sure you check into any the charitable foundations that you might be giving to, and just make sure they're legit. It doesn't take all that much research to figure things out. So,
absolutely, and let's not forget some of the basics, because some individuals don't like to give money. Don't forget, bottled water is going to be a necessity. Toiletries is going to be a necessity more than likely, and things like that when you have situations like that. And, you know, it's sad to me because I was looking also when we're talking about the Haiti, we're talking about the storm. People are still, I don't know if you remember this, remember when the Haitians were put in the tents for quote-unquote temporary shelter? You know, some of those are still, tons of people are still living in those tents.
You got to be kidding. I did not know that.
I'm not kidding. It is so sad. When I was watching
it,
I had tears. Oh my gosh. When was that storm? It's been a very long time. It's been a very long time. I don't remember the exact year, but I know it's been a very long time, and I would have, you know, just a suggestion to all the listeners and the new listeners, our old listeners, they already know this, but a suggestion to the new listeners, do not donate your money to the Clinton Foundation if you want your money to get to the people of Haiti, because it's not going to happen. So I wanted to cover some funny things as well. And I don't know about you, but I think I've got a lot to cover tonight, a lot of different topics. But I thought we would start off with something funny. Are you good with that?
I'm great with that.
Okay. Well, now I will let everybody know that. Well, let me get to it. Here's my problem. I don't know if it's the storm or the trolls or whatever the case may be, but they don't want to allow me to flip the pages. But anyway, there was this lady that was caught in a very interesting manner. She was stealing Trump signs, okay? And it is so funny because of how that this owner, if you will, figured out a way to stop the yard sign thief. And it was so hilarious. I really wish that the viewer or the listeners could see it, because it is so funny that, you know, I started laughing so hard. So anyway, what happens was, kind of the backdrop of it. In this gentleman has a Trump sign. He's an Indiana man, and he had already previously had one of his Trump signs taken, picked up, balled up, and it happened a second time. So he said, "You know what? I'm going to fix this." So he, what I call, he fixed it with old-fashioned ingenuity. I call it the sign thief goes flying due to creative owner in Indianapolis, Indiana. It was great. So this man booby-trapped his sign, okay? And the woman didn't know and didn't pay attention that the booby trap was on the sign. And it was so funny. And this is what it says. If my computer will stop acting up, I'll gladly tell you. It says, for his part, Philip says that he doesn't care who anybody supports or doesn't support, just as long as people learn to show respect for the property of others. Okay? So what happened was, the man, we'll get back with you in just a moment after a couple of words from our sponsor.
It's gonna work, kid. Working hard like your parents both did. Everything you earn by breaking your backs, we're gonna redistribute when we make our paychecks. Hey, sit back down, don't be a jerk.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
In the midnight, in the midnight.
Welcome back, everybody, to Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN Network with Lori Anderson and co-host John Mesmer. Now, right before the break, we were telling you about a funny story, and it is so hilarious. I thought I would share some fun stuff with our listening audience before I get into the real corruption that's going to kind of change a little bit of the mood. So this is an Indiana man, and he used booby traps to enact what they said retribution on a woman who tried to steal a pro-Donald Trump sign from his lawn. The man, who wished to be identified only as Phillips, said his sign had been targeted for theft and vandalism twice in the past month, with the first attempt happening just days after the sign was placed on the lawn. He said, "I looked out my front door and the sign was laying about 4 feet over and it was crumbled up pretty good." Quote. However, knowing how controversial the GOP presidential nominee is, Philip anticipated this might happen and set up a system to stop the sign from outright being stolen. He secured it in place with fishing wire and string spray painted green. Philip set up a camera after the first attempted theft, which cost the second attempted thief trying to take the sign. If you wouldn't mind, could you go ahead and play LV1?
On the Old North Side, one homeowner is taking a stand.
I put the frames together, and I've had to use duct tape to stretch them and to hold them up.
He's showing public support for his candidate of choice, but you don't have to look closely to see the sign is in rough shape.
It's doing pretty good now, until the next person comes along and tries to steal it.
Philip, who asked us not to use his last name, points to two attempted thefts in about 4 weeks' time. The first happened within a week of this sign hitting the grass.
And I looked out my front door one day, and the sign was laying probably about 4 feet over, and it was crumpled up pretty good.
But both attempts at snatching the sign have been unsuccessful.
I'm 2-0 right now on that.
You see, Philip figured this might happen. That's why he's taking matters into his own hands with some fishing wire and string spray-painted green. He set up a camera after the first attempt. It captured a woman on Tuesday trying to take off with the goods, but you can see she doesn't make it far.
She loses her footing and lost her grip, and she went flying.
Now, Philip has this to say to anyone else who might think of setting foot on his lawn.
Whether it's a Hillary, Bernie, or Trump sign, it's not yours. It don't belong to you. You might disagree with whatever the politics are, but it's not yours. Leave it alone.
Okay. So the great thing about this, first of all, she trespasses on his private property. She tries to steal the sign. This woman, she took and, quote unquote, loses her footing. No, she tripped over the string. She lost her grip, and she went flying, and she landed pretty much on her face. Guess what? You deserved that, ma'am. You trespassed on private property. You tried to steal a sign, and it came back and bit you in the rear. So I thought everybody
might enjoy. I'm assuming there's video on this?
Yes,
yes,
there is.
Oh, hey, have you guys seen the video, the one that electrified his Trump sign?
No.
He set electric up to it, and the neighbor, he was walking his dog, and you could tell him he's such a prissy little neighbor, too. And he ran up into his yard, and he grabs his sign, it shocks him, he does a tumble backwards. It was great.
You know what I think would be priceless? Okay, you know those things when you pull it and it's got that dye on it that just poofs and it doesn't come off washing it? Now, would that not be priceless?
Actually, that's a really good idea. I think maybe we have the making right there for campaign signs.
I think that would be absolutely wonderful, because then they couldn't deny it. It would still be on their skin. They were trespassing on the property, and there's the proof. Arrest them.
Yeah, you can even use your own tone of ink so you know exactly what property it was.
Yeah.
But this is so funny. And it's crazy, because the article I was reading out of, you know, they said the attempt was ultimately unsuccessful because of the booby trap, because she had caused her to fall flat on her face. No, it was very successful. It got the point across. And she was trespassing on private property. Personally, I would have loved to. That would have been a popcorn moment.
It's kind of fun watching 14th Amendment citizens butt heads.
Yeah, it is. It really is. Okay, everybody, we're going to have another word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back with you. Please hang with us. We have a lot to tell you tonight.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Welcome back to Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast on RBN Network with Lori Anderson, Tom Lacavera Stewart, and co-host John Mesmer. We were discussing some funny situations, and now I want to tell you another, because before we get to the bad news and the corruption, I want to put smiles on your faces. And I believe this is something I've wanted to tell you for a couple of it was published about a couple of weeks ago, but I thought that it just really needs to be said because this is hilarious in my view. And everybody has an opinion. But apparently there were some armed punks that shot a combat medic mother with a baby. They shot at her twice, and then guess what she said? Care to guess, Tom?
Freeze? I don't know.
My turn.
That's what I thought! Was coming.
My turn.
Out!
Okay, so it was reported that Samantha Bunce, 21, was shot twice during a home invasion on Tuesday in East Charlotte, North Carolina. And now, like I said, it wasn't this past Tuesday. This was a couple of weeks ago. What the two men who broke in didn't know was that Bruce is a combat medic with the North Carolina National Guard, and they also didn't know that she was armed, something that quickly became apparent when she decided it was her turn to shoot and then unleashed a volley of gunfire.
Amen.
So, Paul Bunce, Samantha's husband.
What a comeback. Yes. My turn.
Yeah. She told reporters that he believed his wife training helped her stay calm until paramedics could arrive at the scene and treat her, possibly saving her life. She also managed to save the life of the couple's four-month-old baby. She was feeding the boy when the attack occurred. The victim, she made it through surgery and seems to be doing all right, Charlotte Mecklenburg Police Department Captain Chuck Henson told reporters. So, one of the alleged attackers turned himself in. Rico Later Dawkins, Jr., 23, has been charged with attempted murder, felony breaking and entering, and conspiracy to commit felony breaking and entering. And this investigation is going full force ahead, Henson said. They're working it very, very hard, and I'm very confident that we'll have an arrest in at some point. Meanwhile, neighbors in the area couldn't believe the violence that struck so close to home, and it's such a big shock to find something going on like that just a few houses down, one neighbor told them. And this means what? This is why you should be armed, to be able to defend yourself and your children, your family, and your neighbors. So there's another smiley face for this evening. The bad guys did not win again. So,
I think this deserves us doing a very, very serious video.
it just froze. I apologize. It just froze, so I can't pull her name up.
That's all right. We'll get it, and we'll be putting it down on a video.
She's going through surgery and all that. We keep her in our prayers as well. But what a great story.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Can you believe those guys attacking a mother and a baby?
Well, you know, nothing, absolutely nothing surprised me whatsoever these days. Just like, you know, the lamestream media never said that the person in the Minnesota Mall, the person who some video is coming out now, which I find is kind of ironic because it appears, and I may be wrong, but in the video it looked like he was wearing a uniform, just saying. But he was stopped by an NRA certified firearms instructor who's pro Second Amendment, obviously, constitutional carry. He's an instructor, and all lamestream media wanted to report is, oh, he's an off-duty police officer. Well, he wasn't on duty. He was out as a regular individual shopping in a mall who stopped people from being harmed. Kudos to him as well. And more people are starting to really wake up and realize the importance of knowing what's going on. So, before I get to the in-depth about the voter fraud and corruption, because that's going to have a lot of links that I do with it, I'm getting ready to tell you something that's probably going to tick everybody off that listens to the sound of my voice right now, for several reasons. Because this is not just police state. This is a violation of posse comitatus, in my opinion, and I will tell you why. Raid. There was National Guard and state police descend on an 81-year-old lady's property to seize a single pot plant. Yes. In Amherst, all that remains of the solitary marijuana plant at an 81-year-old grandmother had been growing behind her South Amherst home is a stump and a ragged hole in the ground. Margaret Holcomb said she was growing the plant as medicine, a way to ease arthritis and glaucoma and help her sleep at night. Tucked away in a raspberry patch and separated by a fence from any neighbors, the plant was nearly ready for harvest when a military-style helicopter and police descended on September the 21st. In a joint raid, the Massachusetts National Guard and state police entered her yard and cut down the solitary plant on what her son, Tim Holcomb, said was a pretty shocking action, one that he argues constitutes unlawful surveillance and illegal search and seizure. He said, quote, "It's scary as hell," unquote. Those agencies also conducted raids in Wendell and Granby recently. Holcomb said that he was at his mother's home eating a late lunch with his sister when they heard whirring blades, looked up to see military-style helicopter circling the property with two men crouching in an open door and holding a device that he suspects was a thermal imager to detect marijuana plants. Margaret Holcomb was not at home, was not home at the time. Within 10 minutes of the helicopter departing, several vehicles arrived at the home, including a pickup truck, with a bed filled with marijuana plants seized at other locations and several state police troopers, including one who flashed his badge. Quote, he asked me if I knew there was a marijuana plant growing on the property. I didn't answer the question. I asked, what are you doing here? Unquote, Holcomb recalled. Holcomb said that he was told that as long as he did not demand that a warrant be provided to enter the property or otherwise escalate the situation, authorities would file no criminal charges. We just want the illegal contraband. Quote, Holcomb recalled the officer saying, Margaret Holcomb does not have a medical card authorizing her to grow or possess marijuana. Margaret Holcomb said she is not, quote, is not a huge social activist, unquote, but she is ready to stand up in this case, in which she feels like her civil rights were violated. If she's unable to get medical marijuana by any other means, she said, she may grow another plant. I'm prepared to take actions if I need to, Margaret Holcomb said. I don't picture them out here and putting an 81-year-old woman in jail. State police spokesman David Precapano confirmed in an email that state police and National Guard enforcement occurred in the Amherst and Northampton area September the 21st. He said the plant at Margaret Holcomb's home was one of 44 found on various properties outside and in plain view that day. At each location where property owners were home, troopers identified themselves, explained the purpose for the visit, why the plants were being grown illegally, and seized the plants. Procapano said none of the property owners was charged with a crime. The seizures included an additional 21 plants in Amherst, 16 on Montauk Road, 5 on Palwayne Lane, 2 plants on Crosspath Road in Northampton, and 20 in Hadley, with 10 plants on Honeypot Road and 8 on River Road, and 2 on Pine Hill Road. Now, I'm not going to go through the rest of this.
Agents of Big Pharma, folks.
Let me ask you a question as a listener. Number one, the police didn't want them to ask for a warrant. Why? Because they knew they didn't have a warrant. They had no right for search or seizure. Number two, can we say a violation, in my opinion, Tom, tell me if I'm wrong, isn't that not a violation of posse comitatus using those National Guard for that?
That'd be great, but you really want me to answer that question? This is how I'm going to that question.
That's a curious question because I'm not sure because of the. See, okay. I know that the Army National Guard.
All right.
The pretense.
All right. Hang on now. I'm going to tell you straight up how it is. And this is how, folks, this is why our broadcast is probably one of the few out here that are going to tell you straight up the truth. Since 1868, we have been a communist government, has been taken over and put in place of the old republic. It does not exist, and now you are seeing it unfold itself full force in front of your eyes. This is what we've been saying from the beginning. This is this communist citizenship. This is the authority that these people are acting on is the same authority that the Union troops acted on in 1869 and 1870 on. This was done as an act of war against the American people. We've been declared the enemy. And we're just to be handled like a huge plantation. This is a huge prison now. What contraband? It grows out of the frickin' ground for an 81-year-old woman to medicate herself. What contraband? What right do you have to tell me that something that God put on this earth to cure people, I can't medicate myself with? They ought to be not only be ashamed of themselves. Oh, man, I'm telling you what, I'm a little angry now, but the truth of it is that this is a communist dictatorship. This is no longer the republic.
And here's something even worse, Tom, because according to this article, and the Amherst police chief Scott Livingstone said that he was unaware that such enforcement actions were taking place in Amherst. And Mary Carey, spokesman for the Northwestern District Attorney's Office, said that the district attorney also had no role in the operation. So who was behind it?
Rogue, out of control communists, in my opinion.
Well, yeah, but they can't be but so rogue because they're flying the helicopters. You have to have a flight pattern.
Look, does the president and CEO of Walmart have to tell a teller what they're doing or what he's doing?
Exactly. I know.
Okay, that's all this is.
Back to my question. Here's my question, Tom. Okay, yep. And I think this is legitimate for our listeners as well as I want your opinion on this because, yep. You know, they've tricked people into thinking National Guard is militia when they're not.
Yeah.
Because they've been federalized, as we know, right?
Yeah.
Even though they're state, they've been federalized. So here's my question. Would it or would it not have been a violation of posse comitatus to use the National Guard in order to SWAT raid a civilian's home over something that is a civilian issue?
All right. Let me ask you a question. Let's go back and back a little bit.
Yes.
When posse comitatus put in place.
Mm-hmm.
B, the fact that I don't care what law you think that existed. I mean, the Second Amendment has been here since 1789. Okay. However, all of these communists since 1868, and it went from now it's executive orders and all of that. We've been Agenda 21 since the 40s. Driver's licenses themselves are a part of Agenda 21. Most people don't even know that. Okay?
Right.
This whole charade that we are a union or a republic or any of that nonsense, everything, all of that is nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
The RAND Corporation made it very specifically clear in their joint paper there for SOCOM.
Yep.
Remember during Jade Helm, we discovered this, where they said that the Posse Comitatus Act was an impediment to the establishment of a federalized police force nationwide, and then they did away with it. The NDAA and the Patriot Act have done away with the Posse Comitatus Act, have done away with the U.S. Constitution of 1789, which was actually really done with the 14th Amendment itself, creating a complete de facto, complete secret constitution, a mirror constitution for the corporation. And that is why I say, when mm-hmm. the president says something in an executive order, most of us kind of chuckle and laugh. But the truth of the matter is just like Russia during World War II when they took a territory, did it matter what your local laws said when Russia came in with their troops and their guns and they said, this is normalization?
Right, yeah.
We're occupied.
Well, I know that, but I'm talking about just in general for the Posse Comitatus.
Of course it's by Posse Comitatus.
That's what I...
But Posse Comitatus in and of itself, in my opinion, is nothing more than a psyop to make people go along with what they went along with this far. I mean, even during this World War II bonus march, they turned the troops against the veterans that were there to get their pay, lawfully get their pay.
Mm-hmm.
This has been going on. This isn't something new. It's being unrolled now against little grandmothers and kids and teenagers and schools and normal people, normal everyday folks that they didn't used to screw with every day,
mm-hmm.
are now becoming the target of their policies. And the policies are being acted on behalf of lobbyists and you know, I could go on and on, but this is a raid for Big Pharma. That's what it is. Let's call it what it is.
Well, and you know what's even more disturbing? Okay, let's step back aside from every right that they violated. How much money did they spend to go pull a pot plant?
Yeah.
Now,
if people stopped paying their taxes and threw it in escrow and started demanding that the government be brought under control, maybe we could raise enough awareness. But damn, it's like pulling teeth to get these people to understand that every one of these things that they're going to do, even the driver's license, the things that you do every day, it is part of a communist citizenship unless we resist it, unless we stand against it, unless we stand opposed to it. It will not stop. You give them an inch, they take 18 miles.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I just don't see how in the world they can even justify that, even if, you know, even if they want to pretend this stupid war on drugs, okay, how they can justify that when you're talking about cost-benefit analysis, you know? I mean,
oh, yeah,
seriously.
They spent at least in the tens of thousands of dollars just to go pull that pot plant.
Right, right. How can you justify that on anything?
Well, the war on drugs itself is a psyop. The war on drugs itself was a propaganda campaign to get the American people to allow their government to violate the rights of its own citizens. And what they did was that they picked a group of people that most Americans didn't know anything about nor had any sympathy for, which were drug users. They made it all about drug users. They didn't make it about medicine. They didn't make it about any of that. I mean, the videos that the government put out, the movies that they put out, and the propaganda they put out, reefer madness, you smoke reefer and they're going to rob you and kill you. It's all propaganda. It's all of it. War on drugs itself. Just say no. Kiss my ass.
Well, you know, and it's unbelievable. And I really hope that she does do a lawsuit. I hope she does fight it. And I hope she wins it because they violated, you know, with just the way that they said that. Don't ask for a warrant. Why? Because you know you don't have one. You know, that's why.
Yeah, and they've demonstrated the fact that they will come against any of us. If they'll come against an 81-year-old, they will come against any. So you out there that think that's not going to happen to you, think again, because, you know, it may not be you today, but it's going to be you tomorrow, unless we stand.
Hey, you know what? You know what? They violated their own rules with this, because what they did was they directly threatened her and said, you know, if you don't ask for a search warrant, which even under their corporate bylaws and rules, she had the right to do. Okay, if you don't ask for that, we won't bring pain on you. That threat in and of itself should have the ones that were responsible for it lined up against the wall after being tried and convicted and shot like the dogs they are.
Well, it's
81-year-old woman, I'm infuriated. I don't even care if they put me on the whatever list they put me on for saying that. An 81-year-old, if they'd have done that to my mother, I tell you, I'd either be dead or I'd be in a prison, because they would have taken some of them out toes first.
Well, I mean, I just can't believe that the individuals in the, you know, I'm kind of really disappointed in the National Guard for going along with it. I really am. I'm not surprised. But I am disappointed that they would go along with that.
Well, they're being conditioned. Well, first of all, they're young men.
Well, yeah.
Young men don't have the capability of making their own good decisions in their own lives anyway.
Right.
So they get them young and impressionable. Right. They include them in this law enforcement operation, which is, you know, it's all the same thing that every government has done throughout history. They use the pretty shiny little pins and crap that they pin on you to make them, here, boy, here, come and get your medal. Come get your little shiny medal.
Yep.
I tell you, it's the same thing in every country. And for us to think that we are any different than any other country out there who has done this, including the Bolshevik Red Army, if they think that the human condition is so different in America that red, white, and blue somehow is going to wash somebody's brain into preventing them from violating the rights of the people, they're nuts.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm going to tell you something, Tom. I've been reading through the secret proceedings and debates of the convention assembled at Pennsylvania in the year of 1787. Now, why am I telling everybody this? Listen to this. For the purpose of forming, quote unquote, the Constitution of the United States of America. Now, this is what I'm reading. In the notes at the beginning, and this is the actual official documents and stuff like that. Guess what it quotes? Other historical documents relative to the Federal Compact of the North American Union. In these historical documents, it shows, without the shadow of a doubt, once you really read it, you have to sit down and you have to really go through it. You read it. It exposes how they made us from a union into the monarchy, the North American Union, via Constitution.
Yeah, I hate to say it, folks, but the Articles of Confederation were fine as they were.
Yep.
Patrick Henry was absolutely spot on right when he said, "I smell a rat."
Yeah, and you can find those. I'll get those links to you, Tom, so we can get them on our site, because we've already got permission to put them up there as well. But the UnionStatesAssembly.org, they have all the original documents and stuff, and I'm reading through it. And it's just, it's amazing how they expose, without even realizing it, this is the 1700s, and they're exposing what is going on today to a T, the North American Union, how the whole power grab, everything. I mean, it's amazing. It's mind-blowing. And they expose the corruption. Yeah. It's amazing.
I want to go back to the National Guard for a second, because, you know, having served in the Army myself for a few years, I can tell you, you know, the National Guard typically is not the cream of the crop, folks.
Right.
And so, although the National Guard used to have its ranks filled very heavily with patriots, that has diminished greatly since 1980. So, you know, it's not hard to imagine that there's plenty of useful idiots filling the ranks of the National Guard that are willing to do anything they're told to collect their paycheck. So,
Right.
I hope enough people wake up fast enough. If I could multiply this and send it out to, this radio show and this network, I don't know what we would do without it, because this is where people really get the truth. I hate to say it. I love my fellow countrymen and women. You know, I was raised on that good government BS and all of that from the time I was a kid. The Star Spangled Banner and all of that. Look, folks, if we don't face some real, real hard realities real soon, we're not going to be any different than Bolshevik Russia.
Right. And we'll
be back after a few words from our sponsors, Resurrect the Republic, RTR Truth Media with Laurie Anderson, John Mesmer, Tom Lacovara Stewart.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.